USDA's latest projections show farm production costs climbing to new highs in 2027. Fuel and fertilizer prices are expected to come down a bit next year, but rising prices for seed, chemicals, labor, machinery, and cash rent, all of those will push overall cost higher across all major crops, including corn and soybeans. Farmers continue to face tight margins, and the American Farm Bureau Federation says the outlook underscores the need for a strong, modernized farm bill. The Shenandoah Valley Produce Auction in western Rockingham County has been busy in recent days. Summer produce is starting to roll in at a good clip, and prices are strong. Wholesale prices for heirloom red tomatoes are averaging $4.53 a pound, but went as high as $6.20 a pound late last week. A 10-pound bag of onions, averaging $13.52. All prices provided by the Shenandoah Valley Produce Auction. Well, when grilling out in the summertime, most American consumers go with beef, but chicken and pork are catching up. That's according to Burnt Nelson with American Farm Bureau.
These record high prices from historically tight cattle supplies is continuing to bring challenges for both consumers and farmers and ranchers. Pork is offering some relative value and price stability that's being supported by better production, more efficient production from our hog farmers. Chicken stands out as the most accessible protein option.
So with the 4th of July holiday coming up, Nelson says,
retailers and grocery stores generally increase sales and specials as holidays get closer. And this can be a really good way to save money. And for all those pitmasters that are looking to stock up on their favorite cuts, this also offers a great opportunity to get ahead of cookouts later in the summer.
Economist Burnt Nelson with American Farm Bureau. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.